Blog Talk Radio.
My shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Visit glorify.com for more Christian resources.
Thank you. Hello, I'm Dr. and Evangelist Loretta Ellison Jones out of the city of Sardis, Georgia. I bring you greetings in the name of Jesus. Amen. Welcome, amen, to Dr. Loretta Ellison Jones Ministries, located 7671 Highway 24 South Alex in the city of Sardis, Georgia. We bring you greetings in that powerful name of Jesus. Today we're going to be talking about seven dangerous truths about false teachers. And we all know what false teachers mean. Teachers mean that they don't tell you the truth. And like never before, people, we as a people must yearn for the truth. And the gospel, the Bible, the entire Bible is the gospel truth. We must always pant after truth and not fiction. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that's going to help us meet Jesus is going to be the true word of God. And if you got a lot of false teaching within you, you won't be able to see God. This is why it is important, like never before, learn to have a love for the truth. Because at the end of the day, the only thing going to stand will be truth. And the word of God said in 2 Timothy, 2 chapter 16 through the 18th verse, "But avoid irrelevant babble, for it will lead people into more ungodliness." The word of God says, when it comes to your soul and you go to church, you got to know babbling from the true gospel. It's just like it was, amen, in the olden times when we was coming up as a child. Every now and then, our parents would give us corn flakes. And by 12 o'clock noon, we was hungry again. But when they gave us those grits, it stuck to us. See, one thing about babble, it's only going to stick to you and excite you for a little while. Then it's going to be gone. And after this, you're going to have something solid to hang on to. And this is what's happening to people everywhere. They go to church faithfully, but they're getting a lot of irrelevant babble. They're not getting sound word. They're getting a lot of sugary stuff. But we need solid stuff, amen, that will stick to our spirits and our hearts. Say, it's only going to lead to more ungodliness. And they talk will spread like gangrene. How many know false teachers are more popular than anything? But see, in the biblical times, those teachers was not popular. They got their head cut off. Nobody wanted to be around them. Nobody wanted, glory to God, amen, to hear nothing they had to say. We got some teachers in the world today, what we live in. We have true teachers of God. And people don't want truth. They don't want to hear nothing they got to say. They rather hear babble. And when you try to tell them the truth from fiction, they get upset with you. They don't want nothing to do with you. They dog your ministry. They say all kind of things about your ministry. But you best to learn that the truth, sound words, will be the only thing that stands. The word says, babble will spread like gangrene among them. And it started talking about two men that was false teachers. The reason why Timothy can tell us about false teachers, he had to deal with them in his day. There was two men that claimed to be true teachers, and they was false teachers, and they spread it like gangrene. Everybody believed them over Timothy. And Timothy was a true teacher, but they did not want to believe Timothy. Who have swerved from the truth, saying that the resurrection has already happened. See what kind of lie they was telling? They weren't studies of God's word. They didn't rightly divide the word of truth. They said the resurrection had already happened, and Timothy knew that was not true because the resurrection had not already happened. And when you know a thing and you try to tell people a thing, they should listen. But these people are like the people in this world today. They don't listen to true gospel. They want fiction. And they will get mad with you when you try to tell them the truth. And it said here, they are upsetting the faith of some. How many know when you don't have that genuine faith, true love for God, it's going to upset you when true teachers try to tell you what thus says the Lord. And we got preachers that will contradict one another. Amen. That don't mean that. You need to study your Bible a little bit more. You're taking the scriptures out of context. No, the word of God meant what it said. The Bible said the word is already settled. It don't need no adding. It don't need no taking away from. Because the person that does this going to get the plagues that are in the book of the Bible when you add and take away from the word of God. You got to let it stay settled. Just like God's word said, don't need no addition. It don't need no propping up. All it needs is teaching and preaching and reaching. My God. Amen. Glory to God. But people try to prop it up. They try to go get all kind of Bibles to make the true teachers wrong. But we better learn to yearn after the truth. If somebody can dissect that word and show you, don't come up against it. Don't find a way trying to make them wrong. Because God is not pleased. And in the end, you'll fall into your own trap. And all false teachers are is false traps from the enemy. Set up people of God because they won't listen to true teachers. But it said, but God's firm foundation stands, bearing this seal. See that? The Bible said that God's word is already firm, the foundation stand, and it's already sealed. You can't break the seal. You can't make a new foundation because it's firm and it's already sealed. You can't add. You can't take. All you can do is preach the truth. You can go get 100 books. That ain't going to make a new foundation. God's word meant what it said, and it means what it says. All you got to do is line up with it. So the Lord knows those who are his. God knows who yearn for the truth. God knows who yearn for righteousness. God knows who want to stand firm in his word. He know his children. Come on. That's just like a mother trying to pass off a child to another man. He know it ain't none of his. God know his children. We love to say we are all of God's children, but the devil is a liar. The devil got some children too. We are all God's creation, but we are not all of God's children because children follow like dear children. But they are more following the enemy than the Spirit of God. And like never before, it's time to make a detour. It's time to turn around. It's time to set up under the true adulterated word of God. And let everyone who named the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. You will not be able to say you are of Jesus and you walking in iniquity. But this our false teachers do. They say they of God, but they walking in iniquity. And God already done said, many will say in that day, Lord, Lord. And he will tell them, depart from me. I knew you not. You worked, but your work was in iniquity. My God, that's going to be a sad day. There are many putting on a robe. There are many, praise you the Lord, putting on capes. But they do not have the seal of God. My God. And I always tell people, my evangelistic robe will not be the light of wood that light me up in hell. I'll say that again. My evangelistic robe will not be the light of wood that light me up in hell. How many know the same cape you wear will testify against you in judgment day. You wore the robe, but you didn't walk the walk. You wore the robe, but you didn't depart from iniquity. You wore the robe, but you were far from God. You wore the robe, but you wouldn't listen to God's word. Who am I talking to? I'm teaching you about the seven dangerous truths about false teachers. It say everybody that named the name of Christ, they come out of sin. They come out from among them. And be ye separated. Because God mean what he say? Say what he means. Now the seven dangerous truths about false teachers. The first one is, false teachers are common. They are too common. They don't want to set themselves apart and get revelation knowledge from God. They real common with the people. And how many know you play with a pussy, he'll lick your mouth. You cannot be a leader and be on the level with the people at the same time. That is too common. God teachers are not common with the people. Meaning, glory to God, you and me can't hang together and I lead you at the same time. We can't be big dog and this and that like we say. Because guess what? At the end of the day, I got to lead you. Glory to God. And how you going to lead them when they think they're on the level with you? You cannot be a true teacher and be common with the people. All right. Number two, false teachers are deceptive. They're very deceptive, meaning they'll tell you something and deceiving you at the same time. Nothing they say be truth. They're going to always fit it so that you will like them and you will keep coming back for more. The Bible said the enemy comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. Stay away from false teachers. False teachers are very, very dangerous. They are very dangerous. You know why they're dangerous? Because they are taking your soul to a place that you will not be able to come back from. Once you enter eternal doors, you will not be able to come out. And if you have sat up under all of this false teaching, and when that day comes for God to judge, my God, my God, my God, you're going to want to come out and can't. And you're going to say, I should have listened, but you didn't. Are very divisive. They love division. One thing about them, they'll say another leader is not right. Just to deceive you. They will keep division up. They keep you from learning the truth. They will keep you away from true teachers. They'll tell you all kinds of things about true leaders. So you will stay away from them and you won't hear the truth. Because the word will set us free. They want to hear. Long as you keep that money going, long as you keep praising them, they're going to give you just what you want to hear, giving them big-time pastoral appreciation, and they leading your soul to hell because they are teachers that give you what you want to hear. False teachers are not innocent people. They are not innocent. They are not innocent. False teachers cannot tolerate the true gospel. Do you hear what I say? One thing about a false teacher. They cannot eat the true gospel because the gospel pierces your soul. The gospel hits you to the bone. The gospel will show you yourself. The word of God said in Corinthians that the Bible, the word of God is like a man beholding a mirror. Once you put a mirror before you, you can see yourself. The Bible shows us ourselves. And false teachers cannot stand to see themselves. They want to see everybody else, but they don't want to see themselves. And they can't quit because they don't want to submit to God. That's the seventh one. They can't tolerate the gospel. They can only teach things that ain't going to convict them. Somebody, you better listen. God is on his way back. We got to come out from among them and be ye separated. In my conclusion, it says in 2 Corinthians 11 and 14, Satan masqueraded, meaning he transformed himself into an angel of light long enough to deceive you. And once he have deceived us, he changed right back into his old self. Don't be fooled by the masquerade. The devil is nobody's friend. The devil loves sin. He loves sin. He don't want to come out. The devil don't want to go to heaven. So he's going to keep you away from the word. He know what heaven is about. He's been there. He is too proud. He don't want to go. And he's going to keep as many as he can from going. We must wake up, people. We're living in a dangerous time. We're living in an atmosphere that the devil is footloose. But the people of God must stand with prayer. The people of God must stand on the gospel. The people of God must stand with truth. The people of God must hear sound words, sound doctrine. Glory to God. That's that true teaching. The enemy got so many in his clutches. But we as a people, we will not believe the report of God. Like never before, God is crying out, come out from among them. Be ye separated, says the Lord. Because at the end of the day, those false teachers going to lead your soul to hell. You got to think about it. It's about your soul. You rather hear the truth now than to hear it in hell. So many people have died and sought up on the false teachers, and they're hearing the same sermon. Why didn't I listen? You can listen today. You can come out from among them. No true teachers from false teachers. Don't seek out the false teachers. Energy and money in the false teachers. And the true teachers, we say they love money and they're stealing money. And they can hardly make ends meet at the house of God because of the simple fact we rather support wrong than right. I'm here to tell you, false teachers are not for you. You got to make a decision today and ask yourself a question. Am I getting the gospel truth or am I getting sugar? You know, in the natural, sugar decay your teeth. Sugar do all kind of things to your body. It's all right to eat a little sugar every now and then. Preachers got to give you an encouraging word, a motivation sermon, but they can't give you that every time they turn around because somewhere down the line, they got to tell you that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is forever eternal life. The word of God is already eternal, people. The highway of holiness, only clean people will be able to see Jesus. We got to make up in our minds. What do we want to follow? Do we want to follow the gospel truth? Or do we want to follow these false teachers? We know false teachers. Amen. Glory to God. Because their lifestyle don't mount up with what they're teaching. There are many people that's teaching the gospel, but their lives living is far away from it. Your word, amen, your life must line up with the word of God. Your life got to, people, it got to line up with the word of God. Because if it don't line up with the word of God, then you're none of his. You walk after the spirit. You will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The reason why so many are fulfilling the lust of the flesh, they are not walking after the word of God. They are walking after their own lust. And they hunting teachers having itching ears. They are not leaning on truth. I have taught you about seven things about a false teacher. And you got to open your eyes to know that God ain't going to tolerate this for long. We got to make up in our mind, choose this day, as Joshua said, whom you going to serve, whether God or the devil. Be blessed, and God bless you.
don't know how much more I can take. See, I decided
I'm all churched out.
even if I try. But still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon your glory and sing to you this song. Please take me to
don't know about anybody else in here tonight, but I feel good down in my sanctified soul. And we would not leave here tonight without singing this song.
If you sit up to praise, the blessings will come down. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be that wonderful name of Jesus. Oh, he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
you for being.